It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the sequel to the 2021 surprise hit Ghostbusters Afterlife, which continued the story of the original Ghostbusters team, whose fallen team player, Egon Spengler, has a smart granddaughter, Phoebe, played by McKenna Grace, willing to continue their legacy. Now the new team consists of her older brother, Trevor, played by Finn Wolfhard, their mother, Callie, played by Carrie Coon, and her boyfriend, Gary, played by Paul Rudd, and they all relocate to the New York City firehouse where it all started. The new evil spirit this time has the power to literally scare people to death by basically sending a chill down their spines, so think of him as an evil Elsa, except deadlier. You also get some of the remaining cast members consisting of Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Annie Potts, and even William Atherton as their old enemy, Mayor Walter Peck. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire honors the original filmmaker Ivan Reitman as well as the original movie from 40 years ago. It would take a spirit to make a sequel that could top that movie, maybe in a parallel universe, and it isn't a perfect movie, but it is a funny and good-hearted ride that continues the story in the 2020s without degrading itself, like Vacation in 2015 or Home Sweet Home Alone 3 years ago. This sequel makes me feel good, especially the way it uses new additions like Kumail Nanjiani, Patton Oswalt, and Emily Allen Lind in the mix. 3 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.